This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will today inaugurate multiple development projects worth 5,500 crore rupees to bolster infrastructure in Prayagraj ahead of Mahakumbh Mela 2025. These projects include the construction of 10 new road over bridges and flyovers, permanent guards and riverfront roads, all designed to enhance connectivity and ease of travel in and around Prayagraj. Mr. Modi will also inaugurate projects aimed at preventing untreated sewage from flowing into the Ganga. These include systems for the interception, tapping, diversion and treatment of minor drains that currently discharge into the river. Government has said that India's policy towards Palestine has been long-standing and it has always supported a negotiated two-state solution towards establishment of a sovereign, independent and viable state of Palestine within secure and recognized borders, living side by side in peace with Israel. In a written reply in the Rajya Sabha, Minister of State for External Affairs, Kirti Vardhan Singh said, India has strongly condemned the terror attacks on Israel on 7th October 2023 and also the loss of civilian lives in the ongoing Israel-Hamas conflict. He said, India remain concerned at the security situation and have called for a ceasefire, release of all hostages and peaceful resolution of conflict through dialogue and diplomacy. The minister said India has emphasized the need for safe, timely and sustained delivery of humanitarian assistance to the people of Palestine. He said India's voting on UN resolutions on the issue of Israel-Palestine have been in line with its stated policy. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar co-chaired the 4th India-UAE Strategic Dialogue in New Delhi yesterday along with his UAE counterpart Sheikh Abdullah bin Zayed bin Sultan Al Nahyan. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said, the strategic dialogue is an effective platform that helps a leadership guidance into reality. He said, there was very productive exchange on promising domains and key interests. He thanked the delegations and said that he is looking forward to co-chair the joint commission meeting today. The Supreme Court has ordered that no fresh suits would be registered under the Places of Worship Act in the country. It also ordered that in the pending cases, no final or effective orders would be passed till further orders of the Apex Court. A special bench headed by CJI Sanjeev Khanna asked the Union Government to file within 4 weeks its reply to the clutch of petitions challenging the validity of the 1991 Act, which prohibits the filing of a lawsuit to reclaim a place of worship or seek a change in its character from what prevailed on 15th August 1947. The Lok Sabha has passed the Disaster Management Amendment Bill 2024. The bill amends the Disaster Management Act 2005 and intended to strengthen the efficient working of the National Disaster Management Authority, NDMA, and the State Disaster Management Authorities, SDMA. The bill empowers the NDMA and SDMA to prepare the disaster plan at national level and state level instead of the National Executive Committee and the State Executive Committee. The bill also empowers the state government to constitute a separate urban disaster management authority for state capitals and cities with a municipal corporation. The bill will provide for creation of disaster database at national and state level. India's retail inflation eased to 5.48% in November, down from 6.2% in the previous month of the current fiscal year. According to data released by the Ministry of Statistics and Program Implementation, inflation in rural areas stood at 5.95% compared to 4.83% in urban regions. The food inflation rate for November 2024, based on the All India Consumer Food Price Index, is provisionally reported at 9.04%, down from 10.9% recorded in October. Indian Grandmaster Dhumaraja Gukesh has become the youngest chess champion in the world. Gukesh has made history as he clinched 18th World Chess Championship defeat in Ding Liren of China in the 14th and final match of the FIDE World Chess Championship in Singapore. With the endgame dragging out in the 5th hour, Ding made a blunder in the 55th move which cost him the match and the crown. India's 18-year-old prodigy capped his meteoric rise scoring 7.5 points while defending champion Ding got 6.5 points in the championship. And that is the end of this.